the book is called The Well-Tempered City, and it's based on the idea of temperament, which is a musical idea. About 2,500 years ago, Pythagoras observed that the distance between the notes on a musical scale was in the same proportion as the distance between the planets in the sky. And he said, therefore, there was this grand proportion, this sacred proportion that existed throughout all the universe. And ever since then, people have felt they had to tune their musical instruments that way. But if you try and play that scale with another scale, they're slightly out of tune with each other. And there's no alignment. And so for the next 2,000 years, you could never switch from one key to another key in music, which really limited the music. And around 1600, a system came out of China and came down the Silk Route and into Germany. The idea of temperament is another mathematical set of formulas that looked at how could you tune the notes a little bit in between, not perfectly, but so that the compromise between them all is very pleasant, but it allowed you complete integration across scales. So I view that as a new operating system for music. And at the same time, there's a new technology that emerged called the clavier, which was a forerunner to the piano. Bach was so taken with both the new technology and the new operating system that he decided to write an instruction manual for them, and he called it the Well-Tempered Clavier. And in his music, he actually used every note on the keyboard, and he showed how you could integrate every single major and minor scale that was known, and it expresses this incredible harmony. He said that his purpose was really to reflect the architecture of the universe in music, so this higher spiritual aspiration, this sense for big and deep harmony, moves throughout this incredibly beautiful and compassionate music. So if we look at the problems we really are facing today in the 21st century in our cities, a lot of it has to do with siloization. We have agencies that have totally separate budgets, that housing and health and transportation and parks have not talked to each other, have not collaborated to each other. There have been boundaries between them. They've tried to perfectly tune them for themselves, but not for each other. And so the idea of temperament, in which you can create a vast integration, to me, is exactly what we need in our cities. It's what we need in our public policy. It's what we need in our budgets. It's what we need in our rules and regulations. And once that happens, then you see enormous opportunity unleashed for integration and for integrative solutions, which tend to be much greener, much more cost-effective.